Crowning Creative Act. In his work, The Excellence of Marriage, Arthur W. Pink cites Arthur T. Pearson. God's crowning creative act was the making of woman. At the close of each day, it is formally recorded that God saw what he had made, and it was good. Genesis 1, verse 31. But when Adam was made, it is explicitly recorded that God saw it was not good that the man should be alone. Chapter 2, verse 18. As to man, the creative work lacked completeness until, as all animals had their mates, there should be found for Adam also a help meet for him, his counterpart and companion. Not until this need was met did God see the work of the last creative day also to be good.